This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's 7 after the hour now. Doug Steffen with the good day of... Well, this is a way for you to have a good day. Way for us to help you wake up your brain muscles. Us being Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. They've woken up their brain muscles. So let's see if we can get your awakened. Excuse me. Yeah. I want to be correct. Thank you, Madam President. Idea of things trending. Jennifer, what do you have that you think will pique people's interest and wake up their brain muscles?
Well, it is still being followed. There's a big bombshell by Bibi Netanyahu a few days ago has seemed to really rock not only the U.S. government, but our relationship with Iran and the future of the Iran deal. President Trump's going to have to make a decision on that in just over 10 days from now. And on Monday, Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu revealed this cache, which weighs like a half a ton, basically hundreds of thousands of documents that he says prove that Iran lied to the world about their nuclear program for years, even after they made a deal in 2015 with the United States. He said Iran did not come clean about its nuclear program. They admitted they had one, but they said that it wasn't for war. They said they had a nuclear program, but it wasn't for warheads. Bibi Netanyahu put out some pretty compelling evidence on Monday suggesting that that was indeed false. And this information apparently is hidden in some secret location. But at the moment, American intelligence is still confirming it, although what they have confirmed so far has checked out. So, again, it's all eyes on what Trump will do in the next 10 days as far as the Iran deal goes.
So what's the purpose of this? Is it really to protect Israel or to get the heat off of Netanyahu or a little of both? Because he's got a lot of heat on him. A lot of politicians in his home country want to get him gone. They don't like him. They haven't liked him. But he still seems to win and still has popular support. So you wonder...
Nuclear Iran is not good for anybody.
No.
And obviously they paid them a lot of money to end their program, and they took the money, thank you very much. And if they still have this program, then that's a big problem.
Yeah. Well, again, how do we get together and how do we solve the problem? And one wonders, Jennifer, if that's the same attitude that now is focused on these tariffs. I noticed the president has decided to postpone the tariffs on steel and aluminum until June because there are countries that we do a lot of business with who are upset about it, but I don't see China in the mix here. Permanent exemptions for Argentina.
These are just our European allies that he's giving an extra month to.
Yeah, why though? What comes out of that?
So that they can extend the month to work on the trade, but doing a bilateral trade agreement instead of... Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, what's the status of John Kelly? Is this another... I look at these things and I think to myself, okay, do I want to talk about them or not because of the same old with regard to Trump? The news media baits people like us with a big headline, Trump's an idiot. Well, he says, no, I didn't say that at all. Why would that get started? How would it get started? And is there any truth to it? And even if there is, okay, so sooner or later... If there is truth to it, same thing happens to him as happens to Tillerson. So what's the... Am I wasting my time focusing on that stuff?
Well, I think it's palace intrigue, as Kellyanne Conway likes to call it, right? People want to know what's going on in this White House. And I think that... John Kelly has denied it, and he said that's absolutely not true. Trump says we are close. We talk every day. He's my closest ally in this White House. He's my chief of staff. I have total faith in him. So I think all you can do is take it for what it's worth.
Yeah.
And that's
not
probably... I think people want to make that the most important issue of the day, but obviously with Iran going on and North Korea and all of these other issues... You know, how important is it if John Kelly said, oh, what an idiot? I mean, I don't care. People call me idiots all the time, I'm sure.
Who are they? I'll take care of them. I'll punch them right in the nose. I can't talk to you like that. Victoria, you got anything that you want to take from the trending pile?
Yeah, something kind of interesting. The treasurer of the Vatican is going to stand trial on sex abuse charges. This is the highest ranking or most senior figure in the Catholic Church who's actually facing criminal sex abuse charges. It's kind of interesting. I don't know if the Vatican has gotten involved or if the Pope himself has said, okay, enough's enough here. But this is Cardinal George Pell of Australia. He's accused of abuse that spans three decades. And this started apparently in the 70s, and at St. Patrick's Cathedral during his time as Archbishop of Melbourne in the 90s as well. He says he's innocent, but they're obviously, if the Catholic Church is moving forward with an actual criminal trial, then you know there's got to be a whole lot of evidence there. But I think that's interesting. Maybe this is a new, you know, a new tide for the Catholic Church and for the Vatican.
Yeah, well, if there's anybody who can pull that off, it's the new Pope. I'm still looking forward to that movie that's coming out later, I think this month. It's a day in the life, sort of the Pope, and it looks like it would be very interesting. And see it in the regular theater, kind of like the Obama thing that was around earlier in the year, story of his last year in office. It was really quite, whether you like him, you don't like him, or whether you're a Catholic or you're not Catholic, in this case, it still is a great story about a guy who has a lot going for him. Sure, nobody's perfect. I said at the time he officiated at the funeral for Bernard Law that I thought I had written, I think I indicated on the air I'm writing him off. But then, you know, you don't write somebody off.
He hit a speed bump in popularity with that one,
yeah,
for sure.
Right. Yep. And deservedly so. But that doesn't take away from all of his good work.
Right.
I don't think it does anyway.
No. And he gave all the homeless people gelato on his birthday last week in Italy. So I'm okay with that.
Happy birthday to me. All right, here, let's get to some other people.
You know how to win over Victoria. Just some ice cream.
Give her some gelato.
Say whatever you want if you give her some ice cream.
Some people in the news. Amber Phillips. You know her story?
No.
Remind us.
On an American Airlines flight last Friday. Got onto a regional jet, 65 seats, two in a row. Ms. Phillips apparently is somebody who fills up the seat well. And she sat down, and the woman next to her took a gander and said, please move your arm. Or please move to another seat. Your arm is touching mine. I don't want your arm to touch my arm.
Oh, my God.
The woman says, I was thinking, I hope they don't treat me badly. Ms. Phillips lives in Washington. She was fidgeting, and then the woman said again, can you move? And Ms. Phillips said, no, I actually can't. I'm in the window seat. The woman was growing increasingly annoyed at the space that they were in, and she said, I just kept quiet. It was hard for people who are the understanding is, or the focus is on somebody who is larger than you are, and this is not the person's fault. I think this is the fault of the planes, of the airlines. They keep making the seats smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller.
And regional jets are practically half a seat to begin
exactly.
with.
Exactly.
They're like
yep.
a jump seat.
She held her son. I was thinking about my son, who can't get into a normal seat. He's 6'3", and he can't get his knees into a 29, some of these seats are only 29 inches. You can't sit there and sit without moving your one leg out into the aisle or the other legs touching somebody else.
That's why I'm for the stand-up seats. Have you seen those?
You didn't see those?
Just
then?
Let's
yeah.
do it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they stole that idea from a roller coaster. Because, you know, Six Flags has those exact same seats for roller coasters.
So the woman sitting next to Ms. Phillips had some words to say. And they were pretty mean. Things got tense. She was trying not to cry. Apparently, this woman next to her posted something on her cell phone and recorded the woman.
Oh, my God.
And all kinds of stuff. There were apparently moments the flight attendant said she was calling the police because this woman, Phillips, was difficult. Miss Phillips, according to all the people on the plane, wasn't difficult at all. It was the other woman who was being difficult. So now American Airlines said that in their press release yesterday, two passengers seated next to each other engaged in a verbal altercation while on board the plane. When it landed at DCA, one of the passengers requested the flight attendant contact law enforcement. American employees, they said, had an obligation to call the police. They call law enforcement at the request of this passenger who was sitting next to Ms. Phillips. They came and they referred to it as an in-flight incident. She got arrested.
Oh, my God.
This kind of stuff.
Why can't people just chill out in planes? Nobody likes to fly anymore. It's not glamorous. It's not fun.
She was scared.
Why can't we just make the best of it?
Upset, shaken, according to other people who are on the plane. She said, quote, white people literally need to stop calling the cops on black people who make them uncomfortable. They're calling the cops like they
need to. This is a racial issue on top of it?
A racial issue on top of it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. She said, you're not allowed to call the cops for things that aren't true. I'm on her side with this one from what I read.
Sounds like it,
yeah. I looked at a couple of things here. This is beyond. It just is a horror story that has no reason for being. It really doesn't. All right, let's do, speaking of new bells and whistles, Victoria, here's the newest way to please your mother for Mother's Day. The big day is a week from Sunday, and in order to celebrate it well and with distinguishment, is that a word? Yeah, distinguishment. Good, Doug. Bloggers are talking about Bouqs. Bouqs.com. Bouqs.com. Use the code Doug, D-O-U-G. Get 15% off when you enter Doug at Bouqs, Bouqs.com.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all stages or situations.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, well, we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
When you're hiring, you don't want to waste time sorting through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, the KFC Extra Crispy Kernel.
Bronze and gold, crunchy and tasty. This is a song about the crispy kernel. It's a new sandwich, and it's extra crispy like me. The crispy kernel comes in a $5 fill-up with wedges, cookie, drink, and a yacht. Okay, maybe not a yacht, but all them other fixings. Get the new crispy kernel sandwich in a $5 fill-up from KFC. It's extra crispy good.
Prices and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now it's 23 and changed after the hour on the DJV show. The theme from The Simpsons. Theme from The Simpsons, ladies. Jennifer, you watch The Simpsons anymore?
Not so much anymore, but when I was a kid, you know, they started when I was in seventh grade. That's how long this has been around. And yeah. I remember Bart Simpson was the biggest deal when I was in junior high. And, of course, I watched for several seasons when it first came out.
All right. So who among us knows what the other two longest running, the story, Jennifer hit the nail on the head here. The Simpsons is now the longest running scripted series in primetime television history, 636 episodes of this, and you see what's his face around promoting this. Why do I always have a blank on his name? The guy who created The Simpsons. Why do I always have
Matt Groening, isn't it?
I don't know, but anyway.
You always see him around. Who is it? Well, right. I've never seen any of them. I wouldn't recognize any of them.
So there are two other shows that are in the same league, that is, as far as longest-running shows. Do you want to take a guess at what the two shows are? Simpsons is now the longest, but only by one episode, and there actually are two other shows that are within two episodes of the same record.
What era are we talking about?
We're talking about the early television era, and we're talking about the current television era.
One of them has to be like a crime show, right? Like those things go on and on. And they're
Law and Order. Yeah. Right. I would guess Law and Order.
Law and Order.
Yeah.
Yes, Law and Order.
No idea about the other one, though.
Special Victims has 430 episodes, but the original Law and Order had 620 episodes.
I know, because I tried to watch it on Netflix one time, and then I saw there were 20 seasons, and every episode was like an hour, and I was like, never mind.
No. Right, but you know the other one that's longest running? But
no,
this is from the earlier.
I think I do, but I can't remember. I think I'm blanking on what it is.
Matt Dillon.
It was Gunsmoke.
Yep.
Matt Dillon?
Gunsmoke. Matt Dillon was
the
sheriff.
You won't know. Don't worry. Marshall. Wasn't it Marshall?
No, he was Marshall Dillon.
Marshall Dillon. Oh, Marshall Dillon. I thought you meant the actor Matt Dillon.
I was like, I don't think Matt Dillon was in that.
Matt Dillon was the sheriff in Gunsmoke. He was played by James Arness. Started in 1955 and went to 1975, so 21 seasons of Gunsmoke, and there are 600 and I think there's 634 episodes of that. So a lot of stuff here. And so for those of you who does anybody even remember Peter Arness, the actor? Nobody remembers. Peter Arness.
I know his name, but I don't know. Yeah, I wouldn't be able to pick him out in the lineup.
He was in movies like Leslie Nielsen, Airplane movie. He was the host and the leader of Mission Impossible on television. And his brother, Matt Dillon, there I am using his name, James Arness and Peter Graves, I'm sorry, I used the wrong name of the wrong guy. James Arness was the brother of Peter Graves, and they used different names because they didn't want to confuse. One of them used the mother's name, the other one used the father's name. And James Arness started as John Wayne's stunt guy, and John Wayne was asked to be Matt Dillon on the television show, and he said, "I don't want to do TV. Why don't you get my stuntman to do it?" And that's how he got started. And it happened that nobody thought Gunsmoke was going to make it on TV, so they gave Arness an opportunity to buy into it, and he ended up owning the show and became one of the wealthiest men in Hollywood.
Who knew a story about The Simpsons would have this much interest for you, Doug?
Well, I just think it's interesting to look at this stuff. It's a cultural thing. How long The Simpsons and what that culturally presents, and Law and Order and what that culturally presents and meant, and Gunsmoke. Three very different types of programs, and they all lasted for a long, long time because they knew how to keep the audience interested in what was going on. It's great writing. I think it's a great story about one of our cultural assets here in America. 28 after the hour.
In today's automotive news, technology features such as navigation and Bluetooth started out in high-end vehicles before trickling down to every level of car. Today's modern car is watching the world as you drive it, thanks to cameras, radar, and sensors. New car models are scanning the environment, making millions of computations and identifying dangers. Lincoln now has decided to equip their Navigator with Slingbox streaming system, which will enable streaming cable television and video while you're on the road. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect theater, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4888. Now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com/.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
To be here with you. That's my Yoda impression for the day. I'm Doug Steffen, presenting the ladies of the day, bringing a good day into your head and your household. Jennifer Horn is here to help with that, and Victoria Keelan as well as Kara Schillen. So we're trying to figure out the status of Don Blankenship, who is referred
sounds
to
like a fake name.
Blanken something else. He's been in prison, and now he's out of prison, and he's running for Senate seat in West Virginia is a Republican. I've been buying a lot of advertising and that sort of thing, and so I'm trying to figure out how this guy...
He's also called Mitch McConnell Cocaine Mitch in his latest ad, saying he'll get him out.
Cocaine Mitch, yeah.
Yeah.
This guy's 50
like
years
McConnell
old.
Does a lot of blow.
I don't know why. He ran, I think many of you will remember this, you may not remember his name, but Massey Energy... The mining company, they were the ones that owned the mine in Upper Big Branch, which is Montcoal, West Virginia, and it blew up and collapsed. And so 29 men lost their lives. So how does this guy think, and people hold him responsible because of cost-cutting measures that he instituted, and so a lot of things, safety measures, were not carried out in these mines that were that belonged to Massey. The feds investigated, and I don't know what they came up with, but he went to jail. 29 people died. He went to jail for a year on a misdemeanor conviction. So how does this guy, but I didn't think you could run for an office like this. There are two or three issues here, I suppose. One of them is the fact that the guy is, no, he's blankety, 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 blank. But I'm more interested in how he's got, he spent $2 million of his own money so far on his campaign, going after a congressman and the attorney general. And he's gone after them in a way that you might expect if you knew anything about this guy. Just nasty, dirty. He's an SOB.
He's got a lot of people running hard against him. Joe Manchin, who's a Democrat from West Virginia, has launched his super PAC. They've spent over $1.3 million on TV ads attacking him, calling him a convicted criminal.
He is.
Saying that he lived the lavish lifestyle while ignoring mine safety laws. And then ending the ad with Don Blankenship was about the money. West Virginia families paid the price. And apparently the cocaine Mitch thing came from a story that came out in 2014. It was a report in Nation magazine, which, to be fair, is a very liberal publication, that drugs were once found aboard a shipping vessel owned by the family of Elaine Chao, who's Mitch McConnell's wife.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's where they come from.
That's where that comes from.
You look at a picture of Blankenship, he looks like a slime wad. He's one of those people. He looks like his name sounds. He just looks like a creep.
But how does he have so much money left? I would assume, right, but I would assume, how many people died, did you say?
29.
Okay.
Why didn't they sue him in civil court?
Right.
Yeah.
He must have socked away his money someplace. That's totally done all the time.
Well, I don't know. But why are these people attracted? Why do they even think they have a chance? Is it just about money? How does this guy have, unless he's completely off his rocker, think he has a chance to win a race like this with a reputation like that, with a wake behind him like that? The amount of upset that people are going all over the state talking about, you know, pictures of their children who were killed because of his lax management.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it wasn't even that long ago. It was 2010, right, that it happened. So obviously it's still pretty fresh in people's memories, but maybe, I mean, a lot of people didn't expect Donald Trump to win the presidency, and a lot of, who was the guy that was running, he voted for himself on a horse? What was his name?
Oh, that guy. He almost won. Right, was
that Roy himself?
Roy Moore rode up to the polls on a horse, and he only lost by a tiny bit, so I'm wondering if it's giving...
He's now suing three women who accused him. He's going back at the women
now. So it's, you know, a different... He went to jail for something different, but I'm just curious as to whether that gives people who may not have run before more confidence, because the people who were not expected to win did.
I think what it does is that the people who commit crimes and get away with them typically think that they're untouchable. I'd say this is probably more like drawing a line to O.J. Simpson, who instead of just going away like most people would have and just disappearing, he stayed very much in the spotlight and got himself in trouble again and ended up serving prison time. And I think that's what you see here. You see people who feel like they're above it all running and running and running, and then finally at some point something catches up with them.
Yeah, you're probably right. When you only serve 1 year in jail for killing 29 people,
there's a special place in hell for a guy like that.
Yep.
Really. All right, here's another thing. This is just the opposite in terms of what happened and how it happened. The story of Anthony Jakes, J-A-K-E-S. He's 41 years old now. He was 15 when he said that he was beaten by Chicago detective Michael Kill, coerced by detective Kenneth Boudreau, both of whom worked for Commander John Berge, to confess to the murder of Rafael Garcia outside a sandwich shop on the southwest side of Chicago. Turns out that he was not guilty of anything. He was convicted. He spent 22 years in prison.
Ugh. And he was 15?
15.
Jeez.
Prosecutors threw out the murder charges against him yesterday, vacated a murder sentence in a separate case against another man who spent 23 years in prison. same kind of thing. The Chicago Police Department, once again, a bunch of complete clowns and a-holes. This is the worst of the worst, these people. They spent $100 million in Chicago to settle the victims of these police and their, you know, they're notorious for this. How they kept their jobs, dozens of allegations against them of torturing and beating black suspects. Statute of limitations ran out on these crimes against these guys. One of them was convicted of perjury in 2010. And so he went to jail for 4 years. That was it. A couple of years ago, the mayor, Rahm Emanuel, announced $5.5 million in reparations to the victims of this policeman. See, this is the kind of stuff that ruins it for the majority of great cops. These kinds of people and why they last and what there is about Cook County in Chicago. Here's the other case here. The first one is Anthony Jakes, who's 41. The other one is Robert Buto. He was convicted for the shooting death outside of a high school in Chicago. Prosecutors agreed that he deserved a new trial after he spent 23 years in prison. He was paroled a couple of years ago. He was 17 when he was arrested. Nothing to do with the crime, nowhere near where the crime took place. These bastards, these two guys, not the two that were in prison, but the two cops.
All I can hope is that the guys who are out of prison now is that they have a good mentality and that they're able to make something of their life and that hopefully the people in the community will help. We've seen a couple stories like that where old jobs have taken guys back. I mean, these guys were so young that they weren't really even able to start their lives, but they're only in their 40s now. Yeah. So hopefully they're able to do something because it's so easy to look at the police officer who spent 4 years in jail when they spent 20 plus years and become bitter. Yeah. And I hope they're better than
that. The cops were white and the people that went away were black. Got a lot of problems in this country, race-related problems, a lot of them. All right, here's Megyn Kelly in the news. So I'm trying to figure out, I read something about Tom Brokaw yesterday that made me think, and I said this on the air, I think, yesterday, did I not, Victoria, with regard to Brokaw, not so fast with the allegations. I thought it was interesting.
You didn't say that out loud on the air, but because we haven't really talked much about it, but
okay,
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, Megyn Kelly, who going to believe, Megyn Kelly or the half a dozen women who say Brokaw is a good guy?
Well, Megyn Kelly's not the one accusing him.
Right.
But she says not so fast. She's not accusing him, but
she says give it a chance to investigate itself. Because
no, actually, she's saying the opposite of that.
She can say people can surprise
you. You don't know what you don't know.
Yeah, what she said on her show was that the women coming forward writing letters of character supporting Tom Brokaw, she's saying they should be careful because you don't know what actually happened behind closed doors. And she said when she was at Fox, there were certain people who said, "Oh, Roger Ailes is such a great stand-up guy," and she said she saw it with her own eyes and experienced it. So she's really coming out against the women saying that Tom Brokaw's a good guy.
So
she's on the side of the victims.
All right. So under the circumstances, though, maybe I'm not sure where to draw the line in the sand here, Victoria, because I don't have much use for Megyn Kelly. However, I do have a lot of, I think Rachel Maddow, whether you agree with her politically or not, I think she's quite smart and not likely to get caught in a trap. And I don't think that Mika Brzezinski would get caught in a trap either.
I don't know that it's necessarily them getting caught in a trap. I just think, and we've seen, I think we've all done this. When you love someone and you've seen how they treat you, then you are it's easy to come out and support that person.
Yeah.
Even if you, just because they were good to you, though, doesn't mean that they've been good to everyone.
And that's what Megyn Kelly was saying. And I'm not a fan of hers, but I do agree with her on this one, for sure.
All right, last night, Jennifer had a good night's sleep because she puffed up her My Pillow. Got it set so her neck would be comfortable.
I have to tell you, I was missing my pillow because I was house sitting for my dad, and then I was out of town, and I was suffering for it. I was happy to crawl into my own bed.
No more suffering. You will not suffer either if you get these pillows from My Pillow. They got all kinds of sizes and shapes, and you can have a medium or you can have a hard. Couple of premium pillows, couple of go-anywhere pillows. You get the four-pack for 50% off. Matter of fact, if you use the DJV code at MyPillow.com, you get 50% off of everything. And the testimonial page is cool. Here's a lady who says, I love these pillows. Most comfortable ever. They come out of the wash like new. I also have a go-anywhere pillow sitting on my couch in the event I want to lay down and watch TV. It's really entertaining in that one of my cats has decided he loves the go-anywhere pillow. Lays on the couch with his head on it and won't let me use the pillow. They have pet pillows, too, by the way. You can sleep. It's just better for your life, better for everything, your immune system, what you weigh, your mental health. So do yourself a favor. Use the promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV. Stop tossing and turning. Get a better night's sleep. If you got old pillows, get rid of them and get the new ones from MyPillow. Get new pillows for everybody in your family. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Mother's Day sneaks up, and we hit the panic button. We get suckered into online flower giants pitching $19.99 flowers that end up costing $60. Or we grab last-minute produce department flowers that smell oddly like green onions. That tells Mom you didn't care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquets, and they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from the Books farms and delivered straight to your mom, so they last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous, Mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Books cut out the middlemen, you get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. Show Mom how much you care. Send her artisan-designed flowers from the Books. Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter Doug. That's BOUQS.com. And remember to enter Doug to save an extra 15%. Books.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
Maybe you're asking yourself, who is that guy in the mirror? What happened to the guy with the brass knuckle attitude? Maybe he just needs to decide, is that a tie around his neck or a leash? Join the Brotherhood of Muscle with an available 485-horsepower Dodge Charger or Dodge Challenger GT, the world's first all-wheel drive two-door muscle car at the Dodge Drive and Discover event. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a Tech Talk, 53 after the hour here in the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan to go through a couple of technical stories that are, well, let's see if they are technically good for you or not so good for you. I can't see that the Sprint T-Mobile merger is going to do anybody good. They give you that BS line, oh, everybody's going to save money. Come on. Give me, who's stupid enough to believe that? That line is used by everybody, and it's never true. Never, never, never. Good for the companies. Yeah, they save money. All right, I'm telling the story before Victoria tells the story, so go ahead. You tell
the story. Yes, well, after a lot of speculation and a whole lot of back-and-forth talk, the CEOs of T-Mobile and Sprint announced that they have come to an agreement and that the companies will merge, and the total will be $26 billion. And the reason that these two guys do not like each other, they have taken shots at each other on social media, they've been very vocal in making fun of each other, and now it's all kumbaya. And the reason that they're kumbayaing is because they have both been outspoken about how our country is so far behind other countries like China and South Korea when it comes to 5G. The 5G network doesn't exist yet. And we have the technology, we have the means to do it, but we just haven't done it yet. And so other countries are way ahead of us. We're on 4G. If you look at your cell phone and you see what service you have, in some areas of the country, we still have 3G happening,
yeah,
which
right
is
here.
Just disgraceful.
Yeah.
So both of them
have,
said...
I can't get one bar here where I live because the cell service is so bad. Half the time, yeah, I can't even use the cell phone in the house.
Yeah, so both of they, I don't know which company is going to, what the name will be, or who, they're still deciding that stuff, but they said that the investment, they're investing $40 billion to build out their own 5G network, and they say it will create thousands of jobs as well. So, and they also have stressed, like you said, Doug, T-Mobile has stressed that they will not be raising prices because that's part of, but that is part of T-Mobile's business strategy to keep the prices really low. So, now, if you're a Sprint customer, I can't speak to that. I don't know if your prices will go up or not. We'll, you know, you have to wait and see on that one. But hey, if they get a 5G network going, they're still, the combined two companies are still smaller than AT&T and Verizon, and it's, but still, it will put the pressure on AT&T and Verizon to come up with some 5G networks.
Do something
exactly
for their customers.
Well, I've been a lifelong AT&T mobile customer. I've always been very happy with it.
Really?
I know a lot of people say that they have
if
Verizon.
You're on the East Coast, it's fine. Go to the Midwest and some of the boon areas. It's sad. Verizon, at least you get some kind of a
signal.
Verizon's
better. I've heard that.
With anybody
yeah.
else.
Yeah. Yep.
Right. That's why I have them, because of my traveling. But if I were in a place, if I were on the East Coast and I wasn't going anywhere else, I'd have AT&T as well. All right. Here's Google selling new do-it-yourself kits aimed at teaching youngsters how to create their own artificial intelligence. So, Mom and Dad, listen to this.
The Geek Out. Google is bringing artificial intelligence to the masses with a pair of do-it-yourself kits. There's a voice kit and a vision kit, and each comes with all the stuff needed, like a Raspberry Pi microcomputer, SD cards, wires. You just bring the ideas. The voice kit integrates with Google Assistant, and the resulting cardboard box gives the creator their very own smart speaker. The vision kit gives the user a smart camera capable of IDing faces, emotions, and objects to power all sorts of AI ideas. The kits can be used by anybody of any age, but they are aimed at school-age kids. The vision kit is $90, the voice kit is $50, and both now are on sale at Target.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect theater, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
All right, so Snapchat has a new version of spectacles. What's that story, Victoria?
Those are the, Snapchat's new spectacles are $150. They have a brand new design. They're slightly smaller. They look cooler. And you can take them in water up to 30 minutes. So this is the new and improved. They've got better video quality. You can actually take pictures with these instead of just video. And people are saying they look a lot cooler. And you don't have to wait for a vending machine to pop up. You can actually buy them on spectacles.com. So they're actually getting some good buzz for a change for Snapchat.
Spectacles.com. There's a website. 59 past the hour on the DJV show, DJV.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.